Welcome to Insights and Inspirations for Business. If you are a small business owner, you need this podcast. This podcast will explore tips, commentary, stories, and secrets about how business can survive, change, and have fun in any economy. This podcast is sponsored by On our last episode, I shared thoughts about how to be a great group member. This month, we'll discuss the benefits of Googling yourself and your business every month. If you haven't already, now is the time to search for your business. Head to Google, Bing, or Yahoo for a comprehensive look at your reputation and search for your name. Check the first two pages of the results and any related images, and then bookmark every relevant link you find. Next, search for any names you've been known by in the past and any variants of your name that you use for your business. Now that you know what's online about you, be sure that nothing else can be posted without your knowledge. Set up a Google Alerts account and then set up for monitoring on all versions of your name and business names. Do this even if you have a positive or neutral reputation, so you'll be the first one to know if someone posts about you without permission. Whenever someone posts anything containing the names you set up alerts for, you'll receive an email with a link to the content posted. From someone mentioning you in a comment on social media to an outstanding review of your business that warrants a response, Google Alerts can find it all. Claiming social media accounts, professional networking accounts, and domain names with your name makes sure no one else can control these pages. It also gives search engines pages to display when someone looks you up. Most of your social media websites and professional networking sites are popular enough to appear on the first page results. This is because these websites receive large amounts of traffic and are considered respected sources of entertainment and/or information. Direct domains will appear in searches because your website is a direct match for your keyword. This means that you can guide your conversation about you or your brand. If you don't claim your domain names or social media accounts, other people can do this for you and post incorrect, outdated, or hateful information about you. So don't leave your name in their hands. Existing social media accounts and professional profiles should be updated to match your status and branding. Check every post ever made on active accounts and delete anything that doesn't show you in the right light. Keep a unified voice across all public profiles and on your website. Update them all to match each other. You might even consider deleting old accounts and making new ones so you don't have to edit everything you've ever posted. Keeping an active presence online is crucial if you want to nurse a struggling reputation back to health. Comment on posts that represent your views well, create content that you stand behind, and keep everything current with regular profile check-ins. The more frequently you post, the better, provided the content is high quality. If you own a business, be active both from a professional standpoint and a business standpoint. Every profile you've signed up for can benefit from being active. When you post regularly, search engines will be more likely to display your content, pushing down anything negative. Blogging could be included in being active online, but it's a different ballgame. Your blog can make or break your name. It can be a personal expression of everything you love or the avenue through which you establish yourself as an expert. Blogging can help you get hired with a new job and can even bring in money down the road if you do it right. Listening to negative comments and information about you if it's appearing online. Have you done something bad or wrong someone? If so, could you improve the situation with an apology? Keeping an eye about what's being said and see if there's a common thread that links everything together. If you don't know whether or not to apologize or to reach out to an offended party, consider meeting with a professional for a consultation of your situation. How you manage your reviews is everything. Did you know that half of the customers won't even consider your company if your rating is below 4 stars? or that responding to reviews is one of the most important aspects of that consumers are looking for a trustworthy company. What might surprise you even more is that 97% of consumers look online for businesses before spending a dime. This means that almost every customer or client you interact with has likely seen your reviews and online presence. The good news is that by responding to reviews, negatives can be turned into positives, and five-star reviews can become selling points. Sign up with a review management platform or create a careful log of every review site your business is listed on, and proactively interact with your audience as much as possible. You can do this by creating your Google My Business account, where their dashboard will take you step by step to improve your SEO and online presence. Each month, check in with where your reputation is as compared to when you started. Follow your progress and set new goals when necessary and mark your achievements. A good record of your review management process will help you learn from your mistakes, identify what's working for you, and decide where to focus the majority of your efforts going forward. Every day that you're not taking action on your reputation is a day that is in the hands of other people. And if you're not controlling your reputation, well, who is? Thank you for listening to this episode of Insights and Inspirations, presented by Market Insights. If you like what you heard, please give us a 5-star review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. And we hope you're able to tune in for the next episode soon.